Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and this is the show in which Scapy tells scary stories to a guest every week. And what an amazing show it is. Well, possibly every week.
Every week.
Possibly. This week, we do have a very special guest, former member of the Earth Guard, superhero, The Jack.
Well, hello, everybody. It's really great to be here. My name's The Jack, and I am a superhero. I'm here to protect you. Don't worry about it. This is going to be a scary story. But everybody, you don't have to be scared, because I'll protect you.
Well, you can't really protect them for two reasons. First of all, it's only a story, so there's nothing to protect from. And second of all, the scariness of the story will get into their heads no matter what, and they'll be scared.
Okay, well, that's fine. But it's just a story, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. So shall we begin?
Yes. This one's called From What Strange Yard by Blanche Bain Cooter. Okay, so once upon a time, I was on a sea cruise, okay, in a boat, and I saw this woman, and I was like, she looks very familiar. I wonder what that's all about. Oh, well, and I went about my business, but it was sort of nagging at me. So the next day, I saw her again, and I was like, okay, and a song came on the radio, and I was like, I got it! I know her! And I realized how I knew her. I met her at a party, 7 years earlier, okay?
All right, I'm a little confused. Did the song help you remember her? Did she sing the song at the party?
Well, I don't know. I can't really tell exactly how it clued me in, but it did clue me in. Maybe I heard that song at the party. It's like one of those tricks of the mind, you know? Like, who could tell why one thing reminds you of another?
Well, usually I can follow a train of thought. You know, if one thing makes me think of something else, then I can go backwards.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, I met her at a party, okay?
All right.
It was like a crazy party, and a lot of us were like hanging out, having a good time, doing crazy stuff, And at one point, we started to do spooky stuff, you know, telling the future or doing Ouija stuff, maybe.
You gotta be really careful with that, because that could unleash evil spirits.
Well, maybe, but it was fine. Ouija was whatever, and future, whatever.
Were you time traveling? Is that what the future thing was about?
No, not time. No, fortune telling.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
That stuff's not real, Scape.
It's a story, okay? It's just a story.
All right. Besides, Voodoo Lady would disagree with you.
Yeah, so anyway, moving on. So we were playing all these spooky games, right? And it was getting close to midnight, and so we were like, let's play a game called Invite the Guest.
Well, presumably they would have done that before the party.
No, it's a special guest. It's not regular inviting of guests. Because they did do that, obviously. That's why we were having a party. But this one was here's how it works. A girl goes in a room all by herself, okay? And you've set the table for dinner for two, okay? And she sits at one side, and at the other side, at the stroke of midnight, her future husband will appear and go to his other side. It's like a spooky, magical future thing, okay?
All right.
So, this girl, and I've just remembered, her name is Erin, okay? This girl was like, I guess I'll do it. Because we were all like, come on, somebody gotta do it, someone gotta do it. And all the girls were like, oh yeah, we're too scared. Being wusses. And Erin was like, all right, I guess I'll do it. I don't really want to, but I will. And we were like, yay, okay. So she went in, and it was getting close to midnight. And she went in, and she sat there, and we closed the door, and we were like, this is gonna be crazy. And the chime chimed for midnight, and we were like, she's gonna come out now and tell us what happened. And we waited, and she didn't come out. And we were like, what's going on? We waited a little longer, and eventually we were like, forget this! And we opened the door, and there's nobody there. And we went, she went out the other door! And we ran out the other door after her, and she was upstairs in a bedroom with the door closed, and we were like, hey, what happened? Let us in. And she was like, no, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. Good night. And we were like, what? And the next day, she was like, I gotta go. Bye. And she left, and we didn't ever find out what happened. And we were sort of like, what happened, you know? Because we knew that she was really nice, and she was very gentle. Like, she would help animals. If an animal was hurt, she would be like, oh, little animal. And she would give it a Band-Aid or whatever.
Well, that's very good of her. I mean, if an animal's in trouble, you gotta help it out. Unless a child's in trouble.
Well, no, there was no child in trouble. She would help animals. Like, if there was it's a real wounded thing. She'd be like, oh, real wounded thing. Oh. And if you told her a story about something getting hurt, she'd be like, oh, no, no, oh, no. And like, it would be right, it hurt her.
Again, that's very understandable.
Well, she did understand. So, anyway, so I was like, well, that was Erin. I wonder if she remembers me, but she didn't look like she did. And I looked back, oh, and she, and not only was she on this cruise, right? She was there, and there was a little kid. And I was like, oh, wait, you know what? I remember I heard that she got married, and that then she had, like, a kid, and then her husband died. So that's probably her kid over there. But anyway, I was kind of like, oh, maybe I should say something to her. But then I was like, well, maybe not, because I can't tell if she remembers who I am. She doesn't look like she does, and she's got a kid, and, like, you know, she suffered and stuff. I probably shouldn't bother her, I guess.
Well, if you used to be friends with her, she'd probably enjoy hearing from you.
Well, you would think that, but I wasn't sure. I was like, maybe I will wait, or whatever. And so, the next day, okay, it was really rough on the sea. The boat was like, shaking a lot.
Like they do, yes.
And I was like, I was up on the deck, running around, walking around, and there was not a lot of people around, because it was so rough. But I was still walking, I was doing a walk around, and at one point I was like, what, did you hear that?
What did you hear?
No, in the story, I was like, did I hear something?
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, what was it? It sounded like a little squeak or something, or something.
What was it?
Well, I've looked, and I was like, I don't see anything. Is it, there's like a carpet over there on top of that chair, but I don't know. Okay, but anyway, so I kept walking, and I was walking again. And when I got to around the same place again, I heard it again. I was like, squeak, 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 or something like that. And I was like, what is that? What is that thing making that noise? Is it under this blanket, like, thrown over a deck chair? Let me look. And I pulled back the blanket, and there, right there, okay, was Erin's son, all right?
Oh my gosh, was he okay?
Well, listen, he was there, and he was doing something really horribly terrible to a little kitten.
What?
Yeah, he was, like, doing something really, really hideously bad, bad, hideous to a kitten, okay? And I was like, what the?
What was he doing?
I would rather not say. It was really unspeakable.
Well, what could it have been?
Well, it was just, look, just imagine the worst thing that you can possibly think.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Well, it might not be that bad, but it was really bad, okay? So, he was doing, and he was, I was a kitten, so, and I was like, what are you doing? And he looked up at me, and he was like, he didn't really say anything. So I grabbed this little kid and picked him up by his shirt, and I was like, what are you doing, you crazy kid? And the kitten, he dropped the kitten, and the kid, like, said something to me. He was like, something, but...
Well, what did he say? Did he have an explanation for himself?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, he was like, he's like, blah, 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 blah. He didn't speak proper. He was saying something, but it's like, you couldn't understand him. It was like, he had some sort of really hideous speech impediment, like, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah. What?
Well, that's the point. You couldn't understand what he was saying. So, I was like, what the? And I shook him. I was like, dude, don't do that. And I put him down, and he, like, smiled at me, like, this real happy smile, like, haha. And then he jogged off. And I'm looking down. This poor kitten. I picked up the kitten.
Was he okay?
Well, it was like, it was so hideously, like, mauled.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't bear to look at it. I just had to throw it into the ocean. I just threw it right in.
What? Why would you do that?
Whatever option could I have? It was like so, it was like, oh man, you don't even know. It was like really bad off, okay? It did not want to be alive.
That doesn't mean it wants to drown.
No, it was better. Look, it was better off. That's why I know. It was better off, okay?
I just find that a little hard to believe.
Well, you didn't see it. It was, oh my God. Anyway, look, okay? So the rest of the day, I was just going around like, oh my God, that was such a terrible, and I was just trying to keep my mind off of it. But later in the night, I saw her, Erin, with her little kid, and she had her arm around him, and they had like a little like shawl wrapped around him so that you could write, so they were like bundled in, because it was real cheery, okay?
All right.
And so I was like, you know what, that's it, I'm gonna go say something, because first of all, I want to talk to her anyway, just to talk about old times, and second of all, her kid is crazy. I want to talk to her about it.
Well, good. Maybe you can help her. Maybe she can get the kid the help he needs. Clearly, this is not a well kid.
Well, he wasn't a well kid, but all right, well, listen to what happens. I'll tell you.
Good. That's the point.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I walked up to her and she looked at me and she was like, yes, I know who you are, okay? I knew you right away. And I was like, all right, I knew you you two right away, like, on the second day. And so all three of us, like, sat down, and I looked at her, and she was making a grimace, like, grimace. And under the shawls, there was, like, a twitch arm.
She had a twitchy arm?
Well, you couldn't tell what it was, but it was, like, something like that. And so I was like, what the? And I grabbed the shawl, and I pulled it back, and under the shawl, the kid had been, like, pinching her arm really hard, like, pinching, like that.
Oh!
Yeah, I know! And so the kid was like, he knew I was gonna get mad at him, so he was like, and he smiled and said something to his mom, like, blah, 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 and then he ran off. And I was like, what is going on with your crazy kid? And she was like, yeah, nobody's ever caught him doing that. And I was like, he does it a lot! And she was like, yeah, he does it a lot. What's the deal? And she was like, all right, I'll tell you. Here's what's going on. You know I was married, but everybody said when I got married that it was love at first sight, okay? But it wasn't, because it wasn't the first time I saw him. I saw him one time before. As you recall, we did a game where we did the husband part. Do you remember when I told you that earlier in the story?
Yes, inviting the guest, yeah, at the party, the spooky party.
Right. So, she says, well, when that happened, here's what happened. I was like, oh, this is a scary game. I don't think anything will happen. And she came in and she sat there, da 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 da. And midnight struck and the door opened and she looked up and was like, oh, it's gonna be one of my friends going blah, 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 whatever. But she looked up and it was somebody she never saw before. Okay. And he was in a military outfit and he had a sword at his side. So he came in and took off the sword and put it down at the side of his chair, sat down in the other chair and started eating his dinner. And she was like, so freaked out. Okay. So she was like, couldn't even look at his face because she was so scared. But she looked at his ring really closely and she knew exactly what it was like. And after he finished eating, he just kind of got up and left. But he left his sword there. And she was just like, oh, so she got up and she grabbed the sword and went upstairs. And that's when me and my friends ran in and saw she wasn't there, etc. But she was upstairs with the sword. She hid the sword in her stuff and took it with her the next day. And then, so she was like, oh my God. And every day she thought about this guy and the parts of his face that she did bring herself to work at, she would remember. And she was like totally freaked out by this.
Well, that's understandable. I mean, I don't even know how I would react if I saw the man I was going to marry. I mean, that would be really bizarre.
The man you were going to marry?
I mean the woman. You know, like if I was in her place, is what I'm saying. All right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so look. Anyway, she thought about this guy she was going to marry. And she looked at the sword and was like, oh my gosh. And eventually, she met him again for the first time. And he never read on that he recognized her. He was just like, oh, nice to meet you. Da, 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 da. Even when he took that exact same ring and gave it to her as like a promise to marry you ring, okay, he never said anything. So they got married and she got pregnant with his baby, okay? And one day, it was just too much. She was just like, look, I have to tell you something, okay? And he was like, what? And she was like, okay, we did this game. Like I told you about. Remember the game we were talking about just a minute ago?
That's what she said to her husband?
No, I'm saying that to you. Do you remember? I don't have to say it again, girl.
Well, okay. No, not if you don't want to. Go ahead.
Okay, so she was like, remember that? She was like, we played this game. Da, 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 da. And she showed him the sword. It was like, see, it was, I saw it and it was referring to the thing and blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh, you've sent me away. Goodbye. And then he disappeared. And he never came back. So she never saw him again. She was just like, what the, where did he go forever? I don't understand. So she was totally freaked out, but she still had the baby. And when the baby was born, it was this baby that is the one, the child that grew up, okay? And he looked just like his father, but he didn't speak at all. And so a while later, for years, he didn't say anything, like for a couple years. And eventually, though, he started talking, but he just started talking all at once. He was just like, yes, I can talk, so there, blah, 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 whatever. You know, like he didn't talk like a baby. He just talked like a person.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's totally weird. Then one day he was like, I want to do this. And she was like, no. And he was like, oh yeah, well, guess what? And he said, like, such crazy, hideous things, like, you cannot even breathe. Like, he just was, like, cutting right into her, okay? With his words. She could not even believe that he said such crazy, terrible things. And then when he finished, he, like, smiled and just went off. But from that moment on, she was, like, totally scared of him and was like, he's gonna go crazy any minute. So then one day, she was sewing, and he came up and was like, oh, give me that, I'll do what I want. And she was like, no, get off. And he started freaking out and doing the rah, 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 saying stuff. And at the end of it, he went right up in her face and went, and stuck his tongue out. And so she was just like, oh yeah? And grabbed her scissors and just was like, a chop! And just chopped into his tongue, okay?
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's pretty funny, right?
No, you can't do that to a child. That's terrible.
Yeah, but what he just said, and then he stuck his tongue out.
It doesn't matter. You can't chop a child's tongue off. That's terrible.
Well, okay, look. Let me just finish the story. It's almost done.
I hope it gets better from here.
Well, I'll tell you. So, anyway, the point is she chopped his tongue, and that's why he talks funny, okay? And then she was like, so, ever since then, he's still a jerk, but I feel really guilty. I can't let him go be a jerk to anybody else, so I feel like I have to stay with him and protect him. The end.
That's the way it ends, with the kid getting his tongue chopped?
Oh, no, he got his tongue chopped, like, earlier. He goes on being a jerk with his tongue chopped. It's fine. The kid's fine.
That's a terrible story. That's not a good story. That's a terrible story.
Well, don't tell me. Tell it to the person who wrote it. I forgot your name already.
Look, that kid was a bad kid, all right? I'll give you that. The kid was a very, very bad kid. But the kid clearly needs mental help.
No, he doesn't need mental help. That's silly. The kid is like half ghost demon devil.
What?
Because it was the first soldier ghost boy dad.
Oh, right. That's true.
Right, so it's like, that's why he's evil.
Well, that's interesting, because that raises the question, would he have been evil anyway if she hadn't told the husband the secret and sent him away?
What do you mean?
Well, even if he had been there, he still was some sort of ghost demon devil, right? I mean, that's what you said. So, the child still would have been the child of a ghost demon devil, even if he had stayed there the whole time.
I guess that's true. I didn't think of that. Wait, no, it works. Here's what.
Okay, why?
Well, it has to do with the scary moral, okay? Because the scary moral of this story is, don't tell your husband the truth about your secrets, okay?
What? That's a terrible... That's not a moral. That's an immoral.
No, because that's what happened. She told the secret, and it spoiled everything. That's what got all the bad stuff to happen.
Yeah, but it's a fictional story. In real life, you're supposed to communicate with your significant other. You're not supposed to keep secrets.
No, because if you don't keep certain things secret, like the fact that you know that they're like some sort of weird gift from the spirit world or something, then it will spoil everything.
Why would you say that? That's a terrible thing to say.
Well, that's what he said. It's, you know, that's his scary moral for the episode. That's the way it is.
Well, I don't think it's right.
Well, you know, I mean, that's fine. You're a very good moral person, and Scape is himself.
Dad, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't even know, but thank you for being here, Jack.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's the Jack, though. I am a superhero, of course. I'm a freelance superhero at this point. Not that I take money for it, of course, but I will be in and around San Francisco. If you're getting mugged or anything like that, you can call out my name, and I will hopefully be there if it's a time when I am free. I do my best, though.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Scape, do you want to wrap things up?
Yes, and first of all, I am very moral, okay?
All right.
Okay, good. Next time on Scapey Stories, I will tell you a story so scary it will drive you insane.